Good morning. It's Friday, December 26th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. The United States has carried out what President Donald Trump described as a powerful and deadly military strike against Islamic State militants in northwestern Nigeria. According to Trump, the operation targeted extremists accused of killing civilians, while U.S. Africa Command said the strikes took place in Sokoto State and were coordinated with Nigerian forces. Nigeria's Foreign Minister, Yusuf Maitama Tagar, confirmed it was a joint operation planned over an extended period using Nigerian intelligence, stressing it was not aimed at any religious group. The Pentagon released video footage appearing to show missiles launched from a U.S. military vessel. Officials did not rule out further action, saying any next steps will depend on decisions by leadership in both countries. Another news, powerful winter storms have battered California, leaving at least 3 people dead and forcing widespread evacuations. Torrential rain caused flash floods and mudslides across southern and northern parts of the state, with some areas of Los Angeles County receiving more than 11 inches of rainfall. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency in several counties as emergency crews carried out rescues from flooded vehicles and homes. Local officials confirmed deaths linked to falling trees, floodwaters, and dangerous coastal conditions. Nearly 100,000 people were left without power as winds exceeded 100 miles per hour in some locations. Forecasters warn that additional flooding remains possible as atmospheric rivers continue to move through the region during a busy holiday travel period. Around the world, in Indonesia's Aceh province, residents have begun raising white flags to signal distress and frustration over what they say is a slow government response to devastating floods. Triggered by a rare cyclone in November, the floods killed more than 1,000 people across Sumatra and displaced hundreds of thousands. In Aceh, many communities still lack clean water, food, electricity, and medical supplies. President Prabowo Subianto has rejected foreign aid and refused to declare a national disaster, saying Indonesia can manage the crisis alone. Critics argue this has delayed relief and worsened suffering. Protesters say the white flags are not a sign of surrender, but a call for international solidarity, as comparisons grow with the faster response after the 2004 tsunami. Another news. Tajikistan says 5 people were killed during an armed clash on its border with Afghanistan, heightening security concerns in the region. According to Tajik state media, 3 armed individuals crossed into the country and later engaged border guards in the southwestern Khatlan region. Authorities said the group refused orders to surrender and intended to attack a border post. All 3 were killed, along with 2 Tajik border officers. Tajik officials accused Afghanistan's authorities of failing to prevent repeated cross-border incursions and urged them to take stronger security measures. Afghanistan has not yet responded publicly. The incident marks the 3rd reported border attack in a month, prompting Tajikistan to commission new outposts and expand military training near the frontier. Another news. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has visited a nuclear submarine manufacturing facility as Russian President Vladimir Putin praised the invincible friendship between the two countries. State media said Putin highlighted North Korean troop support for Russia's war in Ukraine as proof of a deep military bond under a treaty signed last year. Intelligence agencies estimate Pyongyang has sent thousands of soldiers and weapons to Russia, suffering significant casualties. During the visit, Kim warned that South Korea's plans to develop nuclear-powered submarines would be seen as a security threat, vowing to accelerate North Korea's naval and nuclear modernization. Analysts say closer ties with Moscow may provide Pyongyang with technology and resources, further shifting the regional security balance. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.